neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Explains that this Chodesh is related to Shevet Naphtali. Chodesh Adar is Shevet Naphtali. So what do we know about Naphtali? So that was the bracha that Yehu Avinu Alav Shalom gave to Naphtali. What was the bracha that Moshe gave to Naphtali? You know the bracha that Moshe Avinu Alav Shalom gave to Naphtali? No, that's his sacha.
Ayla Shtucha.
No, that's Yaakov Avin. No, that's Yaakov Avin. You recall what the bracha?
Lechof Yemin Mishkol?
No, that's...
Moshe gave to Naphtali.
Yeah, it's Parashat. I'm sorry? Parashat Sota Bracha. You see, Moshe Avraham Shalom gave blessing, right, to all the Shevatim.
To all this, to the Shevatim.
Naphtali is one of the Shevatim.
Yeah, but not to him himself, to his Shevatim. Mm-hmm.
No. Naphtali is the son of Yaakov Avinu. You know, so Moshe gave him bracha, like other. Naphtali Amar.
Naphtali Seva.
Naphtali Seva Ratzon. So Mishavu Shalom gave bracha to Naphtali Seva Ratzon. What is Seva Ratzon means?
To be satisfied.
Saveya. You know what Saveya means? Beautiful. You know, Persian is very interesting. When somebody is satisfied, they say what?
Sir.
You know what they say, sir? Because pot in Hebrew is sir. Pot. Deep in Hebrew, they call it sir. So Persian, they picked up that somebody that is satisfied, actually he ate the whole pot. So they call it seer. You know that?
No.
So this is a brand new one. It's complete.
Right, that's me. So now, water, that's water, not wine.
Echol.
Yeah. So now here, Chodesh Adar is ready to
Naphtali.
Very good. So why is it this month is related to Naphtali, because the bracha that Moshe Rabbeinu Alav Shalom gave to Naphtali, Seva Ratzon. What does Seva Ratzon means? That he is satisfied. What is satisfied means? What does it mean?
Full is.
Say?
You're happy with what you are.
Beautiful. So now let's say somebody is not married yet. Without a shame, he has been all the zivug amiti for all the singles for Karov. So now, when he's not married, what is he looking for?
His
soulmate, right? So when he gets married, what is he looking for?
Children.
For a daughter. Yeah. So when he's having a daughter, what does he want?
Son.
He has a boy. So after he has a boy, what does he want?
Son-in-law.
The father-in-law gave him. so now then bar mitzvah, then
wedding.
So you see, it's constantly going on.
Amen.
It doesn't stop. So now here, you see, Chodesh Adar, it says, Seva Ratzon. See, some people, they're worried about what happened in past, right? What does it mean? I wish I couldn't do it, I wouldn't do it. Why did I do it? Why did I go? Why did I give my money, you know, in this business? Why? So now, some people are worried about now, that I wish I was somewhere else. I wish the Torah was shorter. I wish I had to go. Some people are worried about future. What's the month? Sixth. I haven't paid my rent yet. What's gonna happen? My children are gonna grow up. I'm gonna give them the health insurance, life insurance, this insurance, that insurance. Constantly you worry about the past, but it's a now, future. So now it's very interesting. This month is called Chodesh Adar. What does Adar mean? See, in a few minutes, without a shame, you say Shema Israel, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem, Ehad. So this is Kavanah and Ehad. What is Aleph? No, what do you have in mind for the Aleph? Okay, good. So that's enough. So Aleph is who?
Hashem.
So how do you say house, apartment, condo in Hebrew? How do you say?
Dira.
Adar. Cut it in half. What is it? Aleph. Aleph. Dar. That's what Adar is all about. That means this month actually is the house of
Hashem.
That's what they call it, Adar. Aleph. Dar. The home of Hashem. So now, if you in the home of Hashem, like let's say when you invite it to your friends, you worry what they're going to serve?
Yeah.
No. The food they bring to the table, you worry about the...
What does it mean? Making sure it's kosher. That's
no, but you're taking care of, right? You go to a hotel, right? You go to a hotel, you come clean up, first of all, they bring the tea, coffee, this, in Yerushalayim, of course. No, they bring you constantly. So that's what the Adar is all about. That means Adar, you are in the
house of
the penthouse of Ribono Shel Olam. That's why this Chodesh is Chodesh Naftali Seva Ratzon.
Why Naftali does such a
sevud? Sorry?
Why he does this
sevud? Naftali actually is the outcome of what the name came about? So now actually Naftali is the shortest of what we do three times a day. What do we do three times a day? Tefillah. What is Tefillah is? Tefillah is from the root of Naftali. What is Naftali means? Naftali! Petile! Petilot, fetile. So that means, Achimala Shalom, she said that I became twisted with Ribono Shel Olam through my tefillah. That's what Naftali is all about. That's what the tefillah is all about. The whole purpose of tefillah, you become
attached to Hashem.
You know what fetile is?
Yeah.
Exactly like fetile, you have to, some people, instead of turning it the other way. Tefillah is that you have so much anxiousness to be bound to Ribono Shel Olam. So that's why he said Seva Ratzon. Why? Because his whole intention, whole essence is to become bound to Ribono Shel Olam. And that's what Chodesh Adar is all about. That's why this Chodesh is the source and the foundation are what we do here? Marbim? Because your Seva Ratzon, nothing bothers you. Nothing. Because when you have the inner peace, nothing in the Olam matters. Nothing. Why? Because you're in the penthouse of Ribono Shel Olam. Now let's say you're in the penthouse, you see people outside,
you know, they're running out of this, that, you know, you care?
No.
You enjoy the penthouse. That's all it matters. You have such a joy, you know, such a simcha. Yes, but this is only a training. The Chodesh Adar is a training for the whole year. That's why we have to energize ourselves. And be chazak, bezad Hashem, shesh baruch hu, shachon geula, yeshua bekarov, bezad Hashem, yeshe kol sarot, yeshura mikol am Yisrael, bekarov.
Koel ha-nishomot, halel ko haleluko, koel ha-nishomo, nishomo sheli. Koel ha-nishomot, halel ko haleluko, koel ha-nishomo, nishomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.